Hello, this is Cindy reporting from Haywood, Wisconsin for the week of June 11th, 2018. The current forecast indicates it might be a good idea to enjoy outdoor recreation and activities during midweek when days should have mild temperatures and clear skies. At this time, there are changes for strong thunderstorms from this Friday through Sunday, always subject to change. Now the fishing report. Muskie season's slow start is quickly improving and action is fair to good. Concentrate on shallower weed beds, wind-blown shorelines, and known spawning areas that are adjacent to deeper water. Currently, the most effective offerings are small to medium bucktails, crankbaits, swim baits, stick baits, gliders, plastics, rubber baits, and topwaters, all with slow retrieves. Walleye action is picking up following a brief slow period. Work shallower cover, drop-offs, bars, and mid-lake structure, fishing shallow in early morning and evening into dark. Presentations producing the best success include minnows, crawlers, and leeches on jigs, spinner and bait harnesses, and Lindy rigs, as well as plastics, beetle spins, crankbaits, stick baits, and rapalas. Northern pike are in shallow to mid-depth weed beds, as well as near spawning panfish and on the feed. Northern suckers and minnows under floats, spinners, spinner baits, spoons, stick baits, and jerkbait fished with steel leaders are all effective for pike. Anglers fishing for other species seem to have no trouble catching them. For trophy pike, fish bigger baits in deeper water. Largemouth are in the shallows, spawning and very active and aggressive. Soft plastics, jerkbaits, wacky worms, spinnerbaits, topwaters, drop shot rigs, Ned rigs, crawlers, and leeches will all draw the attention of largemouth. Smallmouth are shallow and spawning on or around rocks, gravel, and other hard bottom areas. Plastics, such as crayfish, grubs, twister tails, wacky worms, etc., jerkbaits, crankbaits, drop shot rigs, net rigs, crawlers, and topwaters all work. Remember, smallmouth season in the northern bass zone is catch and release only until June 16th. Crappies are post-spawn and transitioning to deeper water between temperature fluctuations. Anglers will have to do some searching to find them. For now, concentrate on shorelines, weeds, wood, trees, and brush from shallow to deep. Top baits and presentations include crappie minnows, waxies, leaf worms, plastics, mini mites, crappie scrubs, and gulp baits in small jigs and plain hooks with or without a slip bobber. Bluegills are shallow, spawning in bays and along shoreline and easy to locate. Look for elephant tracks on sandy bottoms. There's a wide variety of productive bait choices, including waxies, leaf worms, leeches, small minnows, plastics, mini mites, and gulp baits. This report has been based on the weekly outdoors report written by Steve Suman for the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For this week's report, Steve heard from Pat at Happy Hooker, Eric at Hayward Bait, Jim at Minnows Gyms, and Mike at Jinx. You can always read Steve Suman's full report at our website, haywardlakes.com. This website is a great resource for planning all aspects of your next visit to Hayward. That's all for now. This is Cindy from Hayward. Until next time, good fishing.